is KI4DOS calling CTU to the Blue Ridge to meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ratchet portion. Got quite a number of folks that use the pre-net check-in function of the repeater. We'll grab those first this evening, and then we'll go over and check on our EchoLink stations. Now, I would like to say good evening to W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, he's up in Traveler's Rest. And his sweet bride, N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, she's in Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KO4RMM, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's over in Greenville. And KI4LJG, Mr. Robert, up there in River Falls. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock. And W4DF, that's Mr. Don, he's over in Bowling Springs. And KQ4NSX, that's Mr. Raymond in Traveler's Rest. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Curtis over there in Greenville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And M4ASW, that's Mr. Tony, and his sweet bride, KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim. They're up there in Asheville. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And W1RPG, that's Mr. Bob, he's down in Piedmont. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt over there in Inman. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well. We'll go over to our EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. This is Kilo Golf 4, Uniform Oscar Yankee, GG4UOY, Chris, located in Beaufort, South Carolina. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, and I'll hang around.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4UOY, Mr. Chris, down there in Beaufort. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there in Brown Summit. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. John. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Hope you're doing well. Well, that's all the EchoLink stations I got right now, so we'll go over to the alphabet, starting with Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
Being all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HK, that's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, and Gary, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Hope you enjoy, have a good evening.
DOS.
check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina.
Be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
EOS. Kilo 4, Hotel November, Romeo. K4HNR. This is Connor over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
For DOS. 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
I4 DOS. This is Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Tango Foxtrot, Jonathan out at Liberty, mobile, negative and negative.
This is KI4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Had a train wreck right at the start of this thing. Had a double on the second and third check-ins, and I'll read your call back. Come back again, I'd love you to check in. Like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there at home in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And right here's where I had the train wreck, and I got KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And K4HNR, Mr. Connor over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Connor. Hope you're doing well. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene. He's down there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Gene. Hope you're doing well. And KM4UTF, Mr. Jonathan. And Jonathan, did I get your call right?
Confirm that was correct. Mobile out of Liberty.
Out there on the mobile. Do appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Field Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville and Rest, Spartanburg. Negative and negative. Over.
Everyone on the net. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. I'm at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
4 DOS. Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne and Etowah. No traffic. I'll be in and out.
KI4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4GUN, Mr. Nelson up there. He's in Greenville going towards Spartanburg, so he's out there on the mobile someplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nelson. You be careful out there on the mobile getting home to Spartanburg. Hope you're doing well there, Nelson. And then we've got AK4HR, Mr. Mike. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4GIK, Mr. Wayne, up there in Etowah. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wayne. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James of Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
OS? Yeah, I hope you can hear me. I've got a lot of noise on this then. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joey. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Harry, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
Or DOS. Thank you for being there tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry.
Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's a little further north up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, he's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's on the phone with her son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DUS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and her daughter, Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Aboard DOS, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Aboard DOS, in Kilo, Quebec 4, November Lima uniform, that's a KQ4. NLU, this is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Appreciate you holding the net tonight.
4DOS, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Juliet Whiskey, KQ4, OJW Daniel in Seneca. I'll be negative, negative in short time.
4DOS, 4NTQ, Henny Simpsonville. Be hanging around for a roll call, and no traffic there, Gary. Over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello, and I'll get to talk to you again on Wednesday. Hope y'all are doing well, and hope to hear you on Wednesday. Also like to say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4NLU, Mr. Ken over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4OJW, Mr. Daniel, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Hope you're doing well and you secured your leisure there, young man. Thanks for taking the time to check in with us tonight. And then we got W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you are doing well. Eddie, I guess your ears were burning a little bit this afternoon. I was talking to a gentleman over there where I go to the gym to work out, and he and I were talking, and I told him about you, and he said he was 88, and I said, well, you got a ways to go to catch Eddie. So appreciate you being with us. I thought I'd let you know that you were in our thoughts earlier this afternoon. Before we... Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Go around to the Quebec through Tango group, then Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. So Golf 4 Tango Hotel Sierra Ed in Traveler's Rest. First check in on this net.
The DOS. Kilo Kilo 4 Tango Romeo Juliet. Two captains, negative and negative.
4 DOS. Gary, please check in KO 4 QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I don't mean negative in there. Oh, there, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, 4 DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Had another train wreck right here at the very start of this group. I got N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Grim. Tom, you went out on that train wreck. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KG4THS, Mr. Ed, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Come back as often as you can, young man. We'd love to have you each and every night. A different net controller on the each night. But you're welcome here any time that you can make it at 9 o'clock. And Wednesday night we have a swap net on here, and the net runs a little longer on Wednesdays because of that. But we'd love to have you as often as you can make it. But do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening from TR. Hope you are doing well. And then I got TK4TRJ, Mr. Bill, up there in Cowpens. Booming signal into the repeater from Cowpens again tonight. Bill, doing well. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. And then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, I'll try again. Since Tom walked all over me, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango W2T Rusty. I'm mobile from Ed Duncan, headed back to more. No traffic, no comments.
4DOS. Evening, Gary. J4ROW. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey Rusty and Grable. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you for being here tonight, buddy.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WU2T, Mr. Rusty, out there mobiling from Duncan over towards Moore this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Sorry you and Tom collided there at the very start of this group, but thanks for coming back and getting in the log. You be careful out there on the mobile and have a safe trip home. Hope you're doing well. And then we got K4ROW, your brother Richard, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well there, young man. All righty, let's see here. Let's move on up now to the Uniform Drew Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
K4TOS. The rest of the net, this is KB8YQA, another Duncan. And easily, I'll be listening. But I'm negative and negative.
Call again. I use a mechanical pencil and my pencil point broke before I could click my lid. It already give me your name and all of that stuff. Give me your call again, please, sir.
Yes, KB8YQA.
got us that time. Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Quebec Hotel. Was that right?
Alpha.
I got it. I just didn't close the top of my head. KB8YQA, Duncan, over here in Easley. Must be a neighbor of mine, Duncan. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. And then we got K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. And Tommy, who was that third-party traffic? I couldn't quite make out the name.
And son Quentin, he's checked in like three times on the sideband net so far. It's early enough that he can check in before he has to be in bed. K4XB.
You tell Quentin that we said hello, and tell him I heard him on the radio. You know, I'm sure he knows a lot of people heard him, but I did hear him check in, and that was really nice. But thanks for letting me know that. And again, tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all have a good evening. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Right around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, the patient group on a Monday night. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, KA2AXQ. It's Cannon Pickens, and I'll be around for a while.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KA2AXQ. Mr. Ken over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. I hope you are doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then we got W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group all the way through the alphabet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Usual, but it sounds like we got everybody on the first pass. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. But thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had two fellows said they would stay in rag chew with us tonight, so first one up on a clean, shiny, dry stump is KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there at Brown Summit. Mr. John, what have you been up to and what's happening in the skies?
This is KN4RJN. Haven't let the repeater get done doing its thing there. Let's see here. As far as what the sun's been doing here of late, it's been kicking up its heels. And over the next 3 days, we have a 50% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout on the sunlit side of the Earth. They have had some blackouts over the last week. One hit the Middle East and Eastern Europe and knocked them out for a little while. This latest one hit the Pacific. And if you go to, if you Google Space Weather Woman and go look at Dr. Skov's podcasts, she has some graphics and shows all the radio contacts. And when the flare hits, they all just kind of disappear. So, again, that only affects the sunlit side of the Earth. So we may have some issues. It affects ham radio, it affects GPS, and pilots have to be careful when they're check warnings that they put out on that. So 50% chance over the next 3 days of mild to moderate. So if you have some radio issues, that's why. As far as meteor showers coming up in March, maxing out on March 14th. 18th is the Gamma Norids. It's a minor shower. It's only got a zenith hourly rate of about 6. However, if you go out a couple hours before dawn and look to the southeast and southwest, you might be able to catch one or two. It's they're reasonably bright and of medium speed. The Gamma Norids will actually be active since yesterday up to March 28th, and I was out earlier this evening, and I think I actually caught one out of the corner of my eye, and then I saw a satellite. But so March 14th, a couple hours before dawn, look to the southeast and southwest. If you go out right now, Orion is up, Betelgeuse, Sirius, Procyon, all those guys. The winter football is still visible. If you go out and look at the bright stars that go around Orion, it kind of forms an oblong shape. It looks kind of like a football. And, of course, on Thursday, February 29th, will be a leap day. And if you're wondering why that is, we add an extra day to the end of the February every 4 years to keep our calendar from drifting. Earth takes 365.2425 days to complete one orbit. And that extra quarter of a day, if we don't take care of that, would eventually screw up the seasons, causing altering the timing of Easter, Passover, Chinese New Year, Persian New Year, and all kinds of other things. So we have to do that every once in a while. In 4 years, the drift is roughly a day's worth, so we add an extra day. However, there's that additional 0.0025 of a day each year, and so we... And the repeater got me. I wasn't talking fast enough. Apparently the repeater got me. But anyway, that extra 0.0025 of a day each year, we eliminate the leap day in years that are divisible by 100. So in 2100, there will be no leap year. So that's I doubt anybody in the sound of my voice will be around to see that, because that's 76 years from now. But... if you should live to the year 2100, it will not be, there will be no February 29th. Other than that, Derry, not a whole lot. We're tearing out a bathroom here and remodeling, and so we have to run upstairs to shower and do all that, and hopefully that'll be done here in a day or two. But other than that, not a whole lot going on. What's going on in your world?
John, first let me say thanks for the sky report that you give us, and we really appreciate that, and... yeah, you put out a lot of good information and all information and things to look at and have to do after after we go to bed and start to get up in the mornings if you want to get up that early. And some of us do, some of us don't. And if you're up that early, that's a good thing to go out and look at. As far as the leap year goes, my daughter-in-law just happened to have been born on February the 29th. So her husband is 45 years old, and she's a lot younger than he is if you go by birthdays. Because she only gets one every 4 years. But that's not the way we count it, of course. And, I don't imagine... if you were born on the 29th of February in a leap year, and you only got a birthday every 4 years, you would have a very long life.
This is KN4RJN. Well, as it happens, my anniversary is February 28th, and that... of 1976, and that particular year was a leap year. If I could have put it off one more year, we'd only been married about 10, 11 years, something like that, instead of the 40-something that we're doing right now. So, almost, but in any event, I would hate to have been born on a leap year, but I guess they'd do something either on February 28th or March 1st, but... that's an issue. But anybody that's born today and lives at least to the, or born this year and lives at least to 76 will see 2100, and that particular year will not be a leap year. So back to you, sir.
I'll have to tell my daughter-in-law about that.
She'll get a kick out of it because she likes playing with it as much as I do. You know, I told her my son's a cradle robber, and she, of course, she loves that. But what's going on here? Well, I got up this morning, and me and Joy got up and had our breakfast, and then we went and worked out. And then, you know, since I had my episode, I got started in, you know, going to the gym and working out. And so I went over there, and we worked out, and she did her thing, and I did mine. And came on back to the house, and went out and played with the dogs a little bit, and walked around the backyard, and didn't do a whole lot of picking up like I should have, but there's a lot I need to get done, but I'll get it done eventually. I'm not worried about it, and if I don't get it done, it won't matter anyway. You talk about you having to redoing a bathroom. That is a chore. I've redone a couple of bathrooms myself, and you think, well, this won't take long. Oh, that's a, you know, you don't say that, because by the time you say that, you'll remove something and run into a whole other problem.
This is KN4RG, and absolutely, I have on more than one occasion taken on a task that should have taken 20 minutes and wound up being all day because of one reason or another. But, yeah, I hired professionals to come in and get it. But still, after they tore it out, I had two different contractors. One's doing the shower, the bathtub, and the counters and all that kind of stuff, but they don't do floors. So I had to go to another guy to do the floor. And I had to get the bathroom people to do the demo and then get them cleared out and let the floor guy come in, do his thing, demo the floor, put the new floor down, and then the bathroom people come back and put in the bathroom. So we're in the process of doing that. So the floor guy's been here. But in between those, I had to paint the walls because the color, she didn't like the colors in there of the walls that remained. So we painted the walls, painted the trim, and, you know, two different colors, of course, and went through all that. So we got all that taken care of, and then the touch-up and whatnot. I still have to install the towel bars and a few other little things. But and the bathtub is sitting in the garage right now along with the toilet. But the shower pan is in. They've got to come in and put the surround on the shower and the surround around where the tub goes, put the toilet back in, put the bathtub in, plumb it all up. And in the meantime, we're still running up and down the stairs to take a shower. So, you know, we're in the middle of all that. And it is a chore.
Well, John, sounds to me like the worst part of it's over with. And you talk about painting, you're painting the walls and stuff. I do paint, but my wife don't like me to paint because I don't paint to suit her. You know, she does some things a little bit differently than I do, but I told her, I said, I may do something different than you do. I said, but you can't trim out a window with a 4-inch brush either. So, you know, it's all what we do and what we like, and how we do and how the other party gets involved in it. You know, the wives, we have to please them. So my wife, the way I please her is I let her do the painting, and which is fine with me because I don't really like to paint anyway.
This is KN4RG, and I don't particularly care for it either, but I wind up doing it anyway. The problem was that they had two accent walls in there that were a deep, dark purple, and she didn't like that deep, dark purple. She wanted something much lighter. So after two coats of kills and two coats of color, fairly light blue, I finally got those walls covered. And and I had to change it. And she didn't like the light fixtures either, so I had to change out the light fixtures in between the floor guy and the bath guys. And so the light fixtures are changed out. The walls are painted. All the touch-up's been done. I've still got to put up the towel bar and a little ring towel bar next to her side of the sink. And had to go around and trim, repaint the baseboards and the shoe mold. around behind the toilet, because that's a lot easier to do when the toilet's not there, and get all that stuff, and then suck out, you know, 6 tons of construction dust from oh yeah, the drywall they put up. They put up the drywall, but they don't do mud and tape. So I'd get a guy come in, do the mud and tape, and sand all that down, and get all that dust out of there. And in about a month or two, I'm gonna have to change all the air filters after all the dust settles. So, and then I think we'll start on another room. I don't know what we're gonna do, but anyway, you know, that's one of the joys of owning a house, I guess. But back to you, sir.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with KN4RJN, Mr. John up there in Brown Summit. John, it is easier to paint, the trim and the walls and everything without the toilet being there. And of course, if the toilet's there and the tank's on, you can't paint behind the tank anyway. Unless it sits way out from the wall, and you don't want that to happen. So I understand that. But I'm glad that you're getting that all taken care of. That's kind of, I find it a little unusual that the people that hung the drywall didn't do the finishing, you know, didn't do the taping and the mudding. I learned a long time ago, I had a friend, well, I worked in construction, and I had a friend that did that sort of stuff, and he taught me a lot of shortcuts when it came to doing drywall and how to do it, what not to do, and that sort of thing. And so it has come in handy several times throughout my remodeling projects in the houses that we've been in. And yeah, it's owning a home is a never-ending project. You've always got something to do, and there's something that needs a little maintenance and a little TLC. But it sure beats living in a place where you can't do anything. Like if you wanted to put a hole in the wall or in the floor to run a piece of coax or something of that nature. So I guess, you know, there's trade-offs in both directions, but I'm sure you do.
This is KN4RJN, yeah. I've had one house that we actually built when we were in Anderson to our specs, and I didn't have to do anything except that, I take that back. I did have to do, I had a couple rooms I had to paint because she wanted different colors in different places, and the painter we hired was going to charge extra for all the different colors, and I said, okay, heck with that. I'll paint these two rooms and take care of that. But this house that we bought, the color scheme was questionable at best, and we have painted just about every room in this. I have painted just about every room in this house, so I think there's one or two rooms left that we haven't touched yet. But those will probably be next. But yeah, in any event, one of these days I'm going to build a house out in the middle of nowhere, out of a homeowners association, where I can put up a 1,000-foot tower and talk to everybody in the world, and I don't have to use Echolink anymore. But I'm not there yet. So in the meantime, Echolink does it. I've got a couple more rooms I've got to paint, and life goes on. What can I say? I haven't got anything else, Gary, so I'm going to back on out of here. I know there's other people who want to talk, so I will say 73s to you. Give my love to Joy, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Righty, John. Well, thanks for hanging in there and talking with us a little bit tonight. I do appreciate that. And do enjoy your report on the skies and that thing, and that, you know, what's going on in the heavens, either during the daylight hours or during the dark. But we do appreciate that. And I wish you well on getting your painting and all of that stuff done. I've got some stuff to do around here, but I don't really. Not that I can't be put off. We had this house when we bought it. All the walls were stark white in it, and so that was one of the first things that Joy and I did. We went in and painted each room the color we wanted it, and we went from there. So like I said, it's always something to do around the house, and whether it's inside or out.
But in the meantime, John, you take care up there at Brown Summit. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us and rag chew with us on a Monday night. And hope to do it again real soon. Y'all take care up there, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Thanks for calling the net. Sorry I'm late. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net, Gary.
Good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane. He's over in Greenville this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello, and y'all have a, you have a good evening and a safe trip back to the house. Hope you get home safely. Next up on the Rag 2 list is KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken over here at Piggins. Mr. Ken, what have you been up to today there, young man?
4DOS, KA2AXQ. Well, nothing really new. They're playing softball across the street today, so I got to sit here in my radio room and watch out the window while they're playing ball. And every once in a while, you hear one hit the roof of the house or land on a car or something, but didn't hear any of that today. And so nothing much coming out of the sky. I can't really compete with John. He had a pretty good list of things going on in the sky. And, we're on the dark side of the Earth now. Probably going to be this way until about 6 or 7 in the morning. And that's another day to look forward to and see what's going to happen, over.
What, I don't know that, I would could think of anything better than being able to sit on your front porch or in the living room there and look out the window and watch a ball game. I enjoy a high school game a whole lot better than I do the pro games and stuff that nature. Because these fellas that are out there playing in high school and middle school and that sort of thing. They most of them play for the fun of the game. Some of them are, trying to be pros and all that. But most of them are playing for the fun of the game, and that's what it's all about. But I really would enjoy doing that.
Yeah, we sit here a lot and watch them play ball. I just found out at the end of the season last year that whenever a ball comes over that fence, if I get it, they give me $2 to get it back, over.
Oh, my goodness, you don't try to keep them, do you, Ken?
To throw them back to them. And then a guy come over and told me one day, he says, what you want to do is hang on to them balls because save up a bunch of them and bring them over here during a ball game. And they'll give you $2 a piece for them, over.
Well, it'd be a pretty good deal, Ken. Because I know that if you go to the store and buy them, they cost a whole lot more than $2.
I just wish that I could get a whole bunch of them and, have a bid on it. See which team would bid on the most. But they're not hard to find because they're yellow and they're big softballs. And, I never knew it, but there's a softball that's hard and there's a softball that's soft. And when they hit the hard ones, they come across the street over the roof of my house and hit the neighbor's house and then it's straight over.
Yeah, the softball has changed a whole lot since you and I went to school, Ken. Of course, everything's changed since you and I went to school. But I started saying I didn't know they were yellow, but I did because I can't remember where the last softball game I watched, but they had a yellow ball in there. I don't know if it was hard or soft. The thing I don't like is those metal bats. I don't like it when they go ping, you know, when they hit the ball. I like the sound of a good wooden bat when it hits the ball.
I like the sound of when the bat cracks. When I was a kid, I lived up the street from the Baltimore Orioles Farm Club up in New York, and you could sit up in the stands, and when they hit baseball, if the bat cracked, you could definitely hear it, and you run down to the dugout real quick, they'd let you have it, over.
They'd let you have those bats that they were playing with, but I guess, you know, if those pro teams or semi-pro teams, they've got plenty of money. You know, people pay to go watch them, so I guess they can afford a bat or two. Of course, most of them don't use wooden bats much anymore, you know, the college teams and high school teams and all of that. I used to like to go out and watch them play, but hadn't done that in a long time. Maybe I need to get out and go to a ball game, Ken.
Yeah, and another thing, too, when we used to go to the baseball games, we wouldn't buy a ticket to get in. We'd wait until somebody hit a ball over the what they call ball tracers, and you give them the ball, they give you a free ticket to get in the game. So that's how we used to get in all the time, over.
That's a way to see a ball game right there. Then they probably let you just stand alongside anywhere you want it to, right?
Yeah, and, you know, that makes me think they used to have what they call Pony Day, P-O-N-Y Day, and at the seventh inning stretch, they would have a raffle. You keep your ticket when you get in the gate, and then they would draw numbers, you know, draw ticket stubs, and you could win the pony. Well, this kid I went to high school with, he won the pony 3 years in a row, and I started thinking, well, there's something rigged here for sure, Robert.
If it wasn't for good luck, he wouldn't have any, would he? Winning a pony 3 years in a row, that's amazing. But it would make you think things were rigged.
But that whole town was rigged. I just did a YouTube search for the name of the town, and I found out the chief of police got arrested for... he drove through somebody's yard chasing somebody, and when he got out of his car, he drew his pistol on the guy, and he lost his job. Over.
Well, I don't know, you know, Ken, if I think a police officer was doing his job, I don't believe I'd fuss be drove across my yard or jumped out of his vehicle and pulled his weapon. You know, as long as he wasn't aimed at me, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know about that unless there were other circumstances that they did not tell you about.
Well, I've been watching too many of those, what do they call them, the audits on YouTube, where they'll do something to attract the police. And then they'll say, oh, you can't ask me for my ID. I didn't do nothing wrong. And I've been watching too many of those because I started thinking the other day, every single time you see a police officer doing something, he's got to take you off to the side and put you in handcuffs for officer safety. But they never say nothing about the citizen's safety. And, I mean, you know, the officer's got the gun, but yet I guarantee you they don't have a first aid kit on their belt to help you when something goes wrong. But they certainly got guns and, you know, like some of them look like a representative for Bombs Are Us. Well, that's what the Homeland Security called Radio Shack, or.
My goodness. I tell you what, I don't know. Well, you know, they got to have their Batman belts out there now. Of course, you know, it's a sad state of affairs when the police are just about have to wear body cams and stuff. So, that, you know, that I mean, I know that there's some bad ones out there, and you know, ain't all of them good. But there's a lot of good folks out there, and that's one job. Unless that was the only way that I had to feed my family, I would not want to be a policeman. If push comes to shove and that's the only job I could get to feed my family, I would do it. I don't mean I would like it, but there's a lot of good folks out there that, you know, they enjoy that type of work. And, well, you know, Ken, it's a different... whole different society now. You know, when we grew up, the police officers were respected for the most part. I mean, there were still some bad ones out there, and you know, along with the good ones. But then again, you know, everything's changed, and they don't get the respect that they once did, and they once deserved. Not saying that they necessarily deserve it now, but I don't know, Ken. I wouldn't want to be a cop today.
Well, I tell you, I'm pro police. I have nothing against them whatsoever. You know, I'd back them up just as soon as backing up anybody else that needed help. But you know, like you say, there's good and bad in everybody. You know, and some people just take it to extremes. And, but anyway, God bless them all, of course.
Right, Ken, like I said, I would not want to do their job, and I'm glad that they're out there, and they've got a job to do, and it's a hard one, and, you know, there's other folks that have hard jobs, too. You know, I've told people on the radio and everywhere else, you know, I drove a truck for a lot of years, and when I first started driving a truck, that was a good profession, and you could hold your head up, and you know, people respected truck drivers. And now, you know, some of the folks out there are not even good steering wheel holders, let alone driving a truck. But you know, where would we be without them? You know, we've some got to have somebody to deliver the groceries to the stores and the clothes to the stores, because there ain't no train tracks behind all these little bitty stores.
Affirmative. Oh, let me ask you a question. Whatever happened to the 700,000 truckers that were going to Texas? They told about it a couple times on the news, and then you never hear nothing more about it, over.
I do know that, you know, before I retired and the truck drivers got together, I told a fellow one time, I said, you know, there's one thing about it. If you could get all the truck drivers to stick together, I said, things would change overnight. And I mean overnight, within 3 days. Within 3 days, you wouldn't have any gas, you wouldn't have any groceries. You wouldn't have a whole lot of things that trucks deliver. But the problem comes in that you can't get all the truck drivers to agree on anything. And I guess maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
Well, anyway, it takes all kinds to make the world go round. So what's new in the world of radio, over?
I'm sure there's some new things out there. I don't have anything new here at the house, just the rearranging the stuff that I got. Other than that, like I said, there ain't nothing new here. We got some folks talking about doing digital work, and I don't do digital, so I don't know, Ken. Maybe I'll have to get into some of the digital stuff before long, because it looks like all the old-timey stuff's going away.